Good morning, Brookside. Thanks so much for joining the devotional today. It's wonderful to spend time with you in God's Word. And one of the things that I like to do is study the names, the titles, the descriptions of God. It gives us insights to who He is, but more than that, I have found it encourages my spirit. So what I'd like to do this morning is just pick a handful of them. They're not necessarily in one order or another, and there's certainly too many to cover in one short devotion. But let me just pick out a few that I have found to be pretty interesting and fascinating. So the first one is from Isaiah 41:4. Who has performed and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am He. And I love this passage because it shows us a couple things. First, His eternality, that God has no beginning and no end. But also, it points to His omniscience. He knows everything, past, present, and future. And He is all-powerful. He's omnipotent. He can do anything. That's according to His name and His character and His will. It's a beautiful picture of why we worship our God and should fear no other. Another fascinating insight is Hebrews 11:9 and 10. By faith he, that's Abraham, dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So here's a picture of Abraham and the line of Isaac and Jacob, and they're living in tents. But all of them understood that there was a future city to be built. Now that future city minimally is the millennial kingdom, but ultimately the new heavens and new earth, where all believers will dwell. But the picture here is whose builder and maker is God. I don't know if you ever thought about God being an architect, but that's what this passage implies. And it makes sense, right? He built the earth, but it's neat to see this little insight. And of course, you remember in John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So we don't want to think of God as just simply someone who builds things. He's building things for fellowship. He's building things for protection, and He's ultimately building things so that you and I can dwell and worship Him. That is a wonderful picture given to us by the author of Hebrews. Another interesting passage is Isaiah 40, verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. I mean, Isaiah just continues to load one on top of the other, all these incredible characteristics. And this verse just reminds us that He is the creator. Look around, Psalm 19, the beautiful stars in the sky, the birds. In our backyard, we have a mama bunny who just gave birth to about six little bunnies. It's pretty neat seeing the mother care for the bunny, seeing the little ones jump around and hop around. They all know what to do, and that's all done by the hand of our God. Absolutely beautiful picture of His creative abilities and His power. Psalm 68:5 reads, "A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy habitation." This is a precious truth and important one because even James picks up on this, that true religion is those who take care of widows and orphans. But we also see here that God is dwelling in His holy habitation, and that He's not just there isolated in His holiness, though His holiness does set Him apart. He's there with compassion, with grace, and His eyes are on the helpless. And that's a wonderful truth of our great God. We look at the leaders of today, the tyrants, lots of power, lots of resources, but we don't see compassion like this. And this is what makes our God so great, a father of the fatherless, a defender of widows. Our next passage is Psalm 144, verse 2. It reads, "My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me." What an incredible picture. So many things in here to learn about God, His loving kindness, the fact that He's a fortress, a stronghold, a mountain of power, a high tower for great defense, and a deliverer. if we find ourselves in predicaments that are beyond our control, our shield, and one in whom I take refuge. These are beautiful pictures of a protecting God. Jeremiah 10:10 reads, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation." Listen to these words. He is the living God and everlasting King. I love that picture because it shows his preeminent place of authority. And then we see his wrath, that the earth will tremble. And we have yet to see the full extent of his wrath. Not until the tribulation will we see such wrath. And the nations will not be able to endure his indignation. But he's an eternal king. He will forever be on the throne. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And of course, the next verse starts off with, therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth will be removed, and although the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. See, we can look around and see the whole world in chaos. But God says, I'm your refuge. I'm your strength. And I am a very present help in trouble. That's a wonderful promise. And we have that with the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you've been in a scary situation, a frightening moment, a moment where you were anxious and you just paused and prayed and realized God's in control. He's a refuge and strength. And again, I love this phrase, a very present help in trouble. He's never late. He's always there. He's never surprised. 2 Corinthians 1:3, very much connected to this idea of God being present. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. It's a beautiful picture of God putting his hand around us and saying, my son, my daughter, let me help you. Let me comfort you. Let me show you my mercies. These are truths that we need to know, we need to memorize, we need to have them fixed in our heart because trials do come. As James says, they're inevitable. And of course, James also says in 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. And of course, this is a beautiful picture of our sovereign Father bringing to us what we need, not necessarily what we want, but what we need. And when he gives it to us, it's perfect. It lacks nothing. It's exactly what we need. And this should teach our hearts to be content, but also to make sure we appreciate all that he does. We don't want to be like Israel in the wilderness, complaining and ungrateful. Rather, we want to glorify God and show our appreciation for the big things he does in our life and the little things he does in our life. John 15:1 is a tender picture as well. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. A beautiful picture of God being a gardener, cultivating life. Psalm 32:7 brings us another important insight into God. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. It's really another passage on God being a refuge, but I like the idea of a hiding place, a place that's secure, safe, preserved from trouble, but also this beautiful song, songs of deliverance. It's a wonderful picture of God and his promise to protect, but also to ultimately deliver. 2 Samuel 22:9 reads, for you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. This is a really neat passage because we're familiar with the word of God being a light and a lamp unto our feet. But here, God is our light, as if he's holding our hand and leading us through difficult times. And he gives us insight and wisdom and help so that no matter how dark it is, he shows us a path through that trouble. I like to close with this last one, 1 Chronicles 29:12. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. I just want to end with this passage because it brings together everything that we've been talking about. Everything comes from the Father. He is the one who reigns. He's powerful. He's mighty. And he gives us the strength we need to do his will. And at the end of the day, what's our response? 1 Chronicles 29:13. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Let us this day just take a moment to thank God. Reflect on what God has done in your life through the good times and through the bad times, and thank him and praise him. Well, I hope this meditation on who God is was comforting and encouraging. As you're reading scriptures, take the time to make these kind of lists, who God is and what he does, because it is the door to peace and praise.